Our show's almost done, which this weekend means it's almost time to eat again. But we've got a couple more visits with interesting people to share with you. First up, one of my favorite guests of the past year. She's a fashion blogger, a writer, and the editor of the most interesting new magazine for teenagers since the advent of Boys Life. She's also 15 years old.
Tavi Gevinson had to have her parents drive her to our theater when she joined us in October 2011, along with panelists Faith Saley, Tom Baudet, and Maz Jobrani. Tavi started by telling us what her life was like as a suburban high schooler by day, international fashionista by night.
It is like Hannah Montana.
It is. I've noticed, I don't know much about fashion, but I looked at your blog. You tend to like vintage stuff.
Yeah.
I'm told that you have a big obsession with the 90s in particular.
You know, I like a lot of stuff from the 90s, but...
I was there. It wasn't that much fun. What? What do you like from the 90s?
I like My So-Called Life and the Riot Girl movement and Freaks and Geeks.
Sure.
Which went into 2000, but yeah.
I know. It still counts into the 90s. So the culture of the 90s is exciting to you?
Yes.
You have this taste that you've expressed that people start paying attention to you, flying you around, as we've said. Do you begin to feel that you have some influence? Do you like, wow, I could feature this dress or this designer or this pair of shoes or this whatever on my blog and it will get a big jump in the world. Should I? Shouldn't I? Are you beginning to get crazed with power, I guess is my question?
No, I have not taken advantage of that. I should.
Right. Well, people... Listen. Stick with me. You'll go far. This is a personal question. Because I happen to know some teenage girls. They live in my house. And if I wanted to talk to them... I haven't yet. I'm a little scared. But if I wanted to talk to my teenage daughters, can you tell me some common mistakes that I should avoid, for example?
I don't know. I'm not like a parent spy, but like,
well,
I guess...
What annoys you? You're an articulate young woman, so what really bothers you?
Well, this isn't just parents, but like blaming everything on like PMS.
Okay.
Sorry,
important tip.
Yeah, because, you know, it doesn't seems to kind of like dismiss emotions based on like an assumption.
You could be angry for other reasons.
Yeah, and legitimate reasons.
I didn't know that.
All right, let me try it the other way. If there's something I wanted to say to my teenage daughters to make them think I'm cool, I know this is a lot to ask, but in general, what sort of name should I drop or comment should I make?
You should just speak in, like, abreeves. And
abreeves?
Yeah.
Like, all right, already I'm at sea, so what is an abreeve?
An abreeve is an abreeve.
It's an abbreviation. So give me an example. So abbreve is like abbreviate. So like, give me an example.
Like, your totes gel of that boy, yo.
Oh man.
This is how I talk to my peers.
Okay, so I should go up to my 13-year-old daughter and I should say to your totes gel of that boy, yo.
Yes. And,
If
I were to say this, and you should tell me this now before I try it, if I were to say this to my daughter, what would I be saying?
You should just say it and go and improvise.
Really? Just see what happens.
Yeah. My goal is to sabotage the Sago family.
And be like, but no, Tavi Gevinson, she knows Anna Wintour, don't hit me again. Is it your PMS? No, I didn't mean that, I'm sorry. Well, Tavi Gevinson, we are just delighted to have you here with us and to spend some time with you. And then frankly, I'd talk to you all day, but rules are rules and we have to play a game. And today the game is called...
Frankly, I really miss Murder, She Wrote.
You're an expert. and the things people of your generation love, fashion, pop music, irony. But what do you know about what old people like? We're going to ask you three questions about the tastes of the elderly, and if you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine, which is something that elderly people still have, just so you know. Carl, who is Tavi Gevinson playing for?
Tavi is playing for Anne Lamoureux of Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
All right. Tavi, here's your first question. You ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. Now, old people are very fond of a TV show called Law and Order, which recently went off the air after 20 years, and one of the most famous elements of that show was a specific sound. It's called the Law and Order clang. Here it is. That just those two beats were created by composer Mike Post. He says he combined six or seven different sounds just to get that effect. Among the things that you're hearing in that is what? A single shirtless man jumping out of a vinyl chair. B, 500 Japanese men stamping their feet on a wooden floor. Or C, Walter Cronkite clearing his throat.
The 500 dudes.
The 500 Japanese guys jumping on the floor? You're right! Yes!
Whoa. Nice!
Wow!
Next time you listen to it, turn to my post. That's what you're hearing. Very good. Next Thank question. You. Another thing that older people like is the music of Neil Diamond. Something most people don't know about the famous singer-songwriter is that he is also what? A, an expert swordsman, B, a devout Hindu, or C, an avid builder of elaborate Lego displays?
Hindu?
Hindu, you think?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's swordsman.
Oh,
he's an expert fencer. He fenced for New York University, and to this day, he sometimes warms up for concerts with a little blade work. All right, this is exciting, though. Because you have one more chance. If you get this, you win. Here we go. Or win for a listener. Sometimes old people will drive around in their Buick Regals listening to something else they like, NPR. Which of these was the title of a real NPR program? A, period, comma, exclamation point. B, I'd rather eat pants. Or C, the joy of flutes.
The pants one?
The pants one, I'd rather eat pants?
Yes.
You're right! Yes! Whoa! However did you know?
I'm a genius.
Yes, well. I'd rather eat pants was a, quote, hilarious, unquote, original radio play broadcast by NPR during Christmas 2002. It starred Ed Asner and Ann Mira. It was about old people. Carl, how did Tavi Gevinson do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Tavi had two correct answers, and that's enough to win for Anne Lamoureux.
Thank you. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Tavi Gevinson is a young woman behind Rookie Magazine online at rookiemag.com. Tavi Gevinson, what a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much. Tavi Gevinson, ladies and gentlemen.